This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, five members of a reclusive Amish group were charged with kidnapping and aggravated burglary. In a series of bizarre attacks, the men allegedly cut the beards of several other Amish men. The accused say it's a religious dispute, but virtually everyone else insists it's revenge by a cult-like leader. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has our story.
On the night of October 4th, Myron and Arlene Miller were asleep in their home in Mechanicstown, Ohio, when they heard a knock on the door. According to their friend, Bob Comer, when Myron came downstairs, he found five men standing on his doorstep.
They pulled him out in the front yard, and they have scissors and like a battery-powered shaver and everything, and they're trying to hold him down and cut his beard off and cut his hair off.
Miller yelled at his wife to call 911.
Then they let him go and ran back to the trailer and had the driver take off.
Miller, who declined an interview, was left with a ragged beard, a shameful state for an Amish man.
The beard for Amish men is a symbol of their adult manhood.
Donald Crabill is a sociologist at Elizabethtown College and an expert on the Amish. He says the beards are also sacred for Amish men who follow the instructions of the Old Testament to let their beards grow out.
So to cut their beard is an assault on not only in their personal identity, but also on their religious identity and their religious faith.
Authorities believe this was the fourth such attack by the followers of Sam Mullett, who heads a community of about 120 people in a rural area near Burkholz, Ohio. The victims have all been Amish leaders who have spoken out against Mullett or those who have fled Mullett's group. Mullett was raised Amish and claims to be a bishop or leader, but Bob Comer says he exhibits none of the typical Amish traits, such as humility and gentleness.
He's really set himself up almost as a god.
Comer knows Mullett because he's often driven him to appointments. Amish frequently hire non-Amish as taxi drivers. Comer remembers thinking something was amiss early on when he drove Mullett and about 15 other men and women to Mullett's chiropractor. Comer, who speaks German, overheard a conversation between one young woman and the 66-year-old leader.
And she said in Pennsylvania Dutch, which is a German dialect, "Sam, who's going to see you tonight?" And then the other women laughed and giggled. And I thought, whoa, wait a minute. Is he having, you know, sex with all these women?
Comer says there are reports of child abuse. He says Mullett's followers are terrified and are beaten for the smallest infractions. One man who escaped the community, identified as Aiden, told WKYC-TV in Cleveland that Mullett rules with impunity.
He will take their wives away from the man. The wife will have to go and live with him. The husband of that wife had to go in like a chicken coop.
Until recently, the sheriff could do little because the Amish victims chose to turn the other cheek rather than bring in law enforcement. But with a spate of attacks since September, people began to cooperate. For his part, Mullett told TV reporters that his behavior is protected religious activity.
It's all religion. That's why we can't figure out why the sheriff has his nose in it.
Donald Crabill says Mullett acts like a typical cult leader.
He's not accountable to anyone. He's not in fellowship with other Amish groups. He thinks he's invincible. And so, under the guise of religion, is trying to protect himself so he can do whatever he wants to do.
Mullett has not been charged with a crime, and until he is, the Amish who live nearby are afraid he will retaliate. He doesn't fear anybody, one victim said. That's how he got where he is. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.